I am here today on the Well One podcast with Jay Bendelay. Jay, you are a chef manager slash executive chef slash lots of things to us here at HRMC, but through Unidyne, which is something new to us here at HRMC and the HRMC Central Cafe. Welcome to the Well One podcast.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you here. It's pretty exciting for us at HRMC to say that we have a chef on staff. We've got lots of great cooks here and always have, but we're elevating those services. So you want to tell us just a little bit about Unidyne, what you do here, what Unidyne is bringing to HRMC. Why do we enter this agreement in this new exciting season with Unidyne?
Well, Unidyne is a sister parent company with Compass Group. Compass Group is the leading food management company in the world. So they go and do many things, including laundry services and what have you. Where we're going and what we're doing for HRMC is to elevate the patient food, the retail food, and also, hopefully get the caterings elevated too and get more caterings inside, outside, and what have you. We are offering breakfast at this point in time. It's a cook to order breakfast. We have various different things. You pretty much anything you want, sunny side eggs, so scrambled eggs, egg and cheese omelet, add it's all a la carte.
Yeah, it's exciting. So we are inviting, staff go down for that a lot, right? I've done it. I get excited when I have time in the morning that I can swing through and grab a breakfast burrito or an omelet, get to choose my veggies, get to choose all the things that go in there and stand there while it's being made. What time in the morning is that? And anybody from the community can kind of come in and come down to Central Cafe here in the cafeteria area of the hospital. So, what time in the morning? Weekday mornings, is that correct?
That is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9:30, and we are located on the ground floor. So find the elevator and hit the ground floor, and you'll smell us cooking.
Yeah, yep.
So.
It's been really exciting. I think talk about a staff satisfier. You see people in the hallway with their plates, and they're like, "Did you see what I got? This is so exciting!" It's great. Lunch also. I think that one of the most exciting things for us here is like these veggies are so good. They have like good seasoning, and we have a salad bar daily,
Yes.
for lunch. So lunch hours are.
11:15 to 1:15.
Okay, and that's Monday through Friday as well that we have the full setup for salad bar.
Yes.
Okay.
Weekends we don't really have a salad bar out too much just because of the participations.
Sure.
But more than likely we could probably get someone a salad if need be.
Sure. But
So.
Monday through Friday, 11:15 to 1:15, we have the entree and the normal food website has the cafeteria menu on it, so anybody in the community can head out to HuronRegional.org and click on the cafeteria link and it's right there. Go
Awesome.
check it out. Come in. We have some a sandwich bar.
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Come make your own sandwich.
Yeah, so great options, for people. Maybe they're in walking distance of the hospital. Maybe their employer is somewhere here, or they just want to have a different place to stop for lunch. Tell us, we're doing something next week for Thanksgiving. So tell us about what we have going on for Thanksgiving. It's tough to find a meal to eat out on Thanksgiving, because a lot of places are closed.
Yeah.
So what are we doing for the community on
Well,
Thanksgiving?
we're doing the traditional Thanksgiving meal. Turkey, ham, cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, stuffing, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, au gratin potatoes. We're going to offer that between 11:15 and 1:15 on Thursday for lunch, Thanksgiving Day. And that's going to be a $12.99 charge, and it's all inclusive. So $12.99, you get a full plate of
Yeah.
make you sleepy food.
Right. All wonderful food. And I'm not knocking McDonald's, but I can't get hardly a meal there or a lot of fast food. So great meal for that price here at HRMC. So one thing that we've noticed a change in our food, we still have a lot of the same great staff. So the same people that worked here before, a lot of them are still here working in our cafeteria. some things have changed in the way the food is prepared, and maybe the way the thought processes of preparing the food and how the food is presented, and some of those things. So you talked to me a little bit about that when you started, just because, so one of the first things that we did was a catering for Andy's Road Race, and you had homemade salsa, which was really exciting. So, like, talk us through that a little bit, the salad dressings, the salsa, just some of those things that do make a difference in your food.
We actually do everything from fresh, even including the gravies and the sauces and stuff like that. We don't have any prepackaged white gravy that you add water to or anything like that. We start with a roux, add the milk and stuff like that. I won't get into the French culinary terms,
Oh, good. I'd be
but
lost.
and then also the veggies and everything's fresh, including my green bean casserole that we're going to have Thursday will be. Depending on supply, because I've green beans are getting a little difficult at this point in time. But we'll be fresh green beans with a fresh mushroom Worcestershire sauce.
So much different than my can of Campbell's and the can. So very exciting things here. Salad bar, I get that a lot. I walk through. So dressings are homemade.
Our ranch is homemade.
Okay.
We right now we plan on making all the dressings from scratch. That is in the works, and hopefully before too long we will be up and running with all the homemade dressings. But right now the ranch is made from scratch. I mean, we don't go and go get that Hidden Valley packet. We make it all from scratch. We get the buttermilk, all the seasonings, mix it all together, throw a
Yeah,
little love in there.
it's really good. It's really good. That brings me to the interesting part about this. So we started officially with Unidyne in July. We know that this is, it's a work in progress of elevating. So we're looking at some things ahead that are exciting. So we have to take those baby steps to get where we want to go, just like anything in life. So one of the exciting things, it's transitioning all that food to kind of that made from scratch food. We also have a micro market in the works. You want to, am I teasing that a little bit? Can we talk about that a little bit today?
We can. I mean, it's in the very early stages of planning. Down here in the cafeteria area, we're going to be taking over a couple of rooms. If everything stars and moon aligns and stuff, and re it's basically micro market is classified as kind of a convenience store, but we're going to be offering like sandwiches, grab and go sandwiches, fruits, yogurt parfaits. And eventually, once we get everything rolling and going, I want to also offer casseroles. Casseroles for two, casseroles for four. That way, you get done with the work day. You don't feel like cooking. You don't feel like going to McDonald's. I don't know why we keep saying McDonald's,
Yeah, no, all the love for McDonald's. We have a great McDonald's here,
yes.
but
That way, you can come in. It'll be frozen. Pop it in your oven, and you're ready to go. So kind of a casseroles to go. I hate to put a label on it.
right. We don't quite have a name for that yet in the micro
Correct.
market. We got to come up with a fun
Yeah.
name, but
Once we get it,
I would absolutely use that.
we're excited about partnering up. We want to get the food service at the excellent stage and the excellent service as what the house, the service that is provided to the patients. So we want to be on par and make sure that everyone's excited everywhere across.
Yeah,
So.
yep, because it's downstairs here in Central Cafe and it's when the patients are here. So I think that maybe that's something I thought about earlier here that we didn't touch on, because food, it can be healing, right? I mean, a part of your journey here when you're in the hospital, whether you've had a knee replacement or you're here because you're ill or you've had a surgery, food can be a healing to people. It can be comforting and it can be healing. So your process in that, any thought processes about that, and anything that you're working to do to elevate the food in the patient care areas as
Yeah.
well.
Well, I mean, no matter what doctor orders we have and stuff like that, we always try to make sure no matter what diet you are, you enjoy your meal. You're treated with just like mom made it. Obviously, sometimes we have to cut down on the sodiums and stuff, but
Right.
that's for the nutritious and the healing part.
Right, yeah.
But we are also taking away all the preservatives and stuff like that, and trying to be as fresh as possible.
Right. So elevating that service, not only for the cafeteria and the community, but also, you know, the patients that are here, which really are the reason we're all here, the focus of why we're all here. That's excellent. How is for you, Jay? I know you don't like that. You don't like to talk about Jay, but you came to us from Texas. So what brought you here other than Unidyne, and how are you liking, what are the new things you're finding here in South Dakota? How is it? How's life in South Dakota?
Is this where I get my Southern draw out?
Right.
I've had a lot of questions from friends from Texas.
Yeah.
And they ask me how it is. And I my only thing I say is it reminds me of old Texas. You know, talk to people in the line. No one gets, you know, upset if you ask them, well, where'd you find those, you know? Were those on special or something like that? And they're like, oh, no, it's right over there. And
right.
So it's really comforting to come into such an environment or to a community that is loving, caring, and, you know, it's awesome. I've enjoyed it. My girlfriend's enjoyed it. I've already met some good people.
Good.
Here. Now, hopefully we'll get some more time and I can drive 5 hours and go see the Black Hills.
Yes. We haven't let you get out there yet.
No, I've not.
We've kept you pretty busy here at HRMC.
I enjoy the small community.
Great. Well, we're thrilled to have you here. Again, just one last time here. We're inviting people in. Have a great Thanksgiving meal Thursday on Thanksgiving Day from 11:15 to 1:15 in the HRMC Central Cafe, which is on the ground floor. Great menu. I'm going to put it in the link to the podcast so that they can see exactly what that menu is. And then come in for breakfast any day.
Monday through Friday.
Yes. Sorry about that. Monday through Friday, or lunch as well. So cafeteria menu is on the website again at huronregional.org. Jay, thanks so much for being here, for making us delicious food, fresh salsa, and for joining the podcast today.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.